We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match. With Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Get up to 30% off well-crafted and personalized gifts from participating shops until May 12th. This year, embrace your creative side. You know, the side your mom gave you. And shop Etsy for custom jewelry, style pieces, home decor, and extra special items she'll adore. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Squeedly squee.
The sky is blue and all the leaves are green. My heart is like a baked potato. I think I know what I mean when I say it's a spadoinkle day.
You ever watch Cannibal the Musical?
No, but I'm enjoying your songs.
It's a song from Cannibal the Musical.
Why are they so talented? Let's talk about
it. Yeah, I know, right?
All right. The Nerdist mailbag today. We got, I saw a box.
You're doing what they want, Chris.
I saw.
Oh.
Yeah. You've just fallen into their trap.
Yeah, it's fine. I don't mind. We just got three copies of John English's Are You a Movie Buff?
Are you movie buff?
Like,
oh, yeah.
Are you movie buff? Yeah.
Which ultimately means, are you a movie buff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Sorry about that. I forgot.
Oh,
plus
that
headphones are in. Why would
that marimba sound means it's time to go to Polynesia. Here's your copy of Are You Movie Buff? Matthew, here's your copy. Well, you weren't buff enough to catch that book.
I kindle fire.
Oh, this is crazy. It's just a huge book of...
What else do we get?
A huge book of fucking multiple choice questions.
Oh, here we go. More sci-fi romance novels.
Oh, jeez.
Ooh, ask me a question, Joe, and I'll answer it.
Pale Demon.
That's what I call my dick. Kim Harrison's Pale Demon.
I call my dick Precious, and based on the novel Push by Sapphire.
Yeah. Oh, you know what I did today? It's a dumb hashtag thing, but I did a Fecal Matters, and the hashtag was shitcoms.
Fecal.
Then Dave Anthony told me to turn in my Twitter credentials.
Yes, could you please turn those in?
Yeah,
I believe you need to.
Yeah. Apparently, Dave Anthony thinks it's puns aren't good, but you know, complaining is.
Whoa!
Snap.
Yeah. This Twitter's got claws.
Then he would have been really mad the other day on Talking Dead when I made a bad, horrible pun, which I just threw away, just sort of in the moment. I just threw it away.
Yeah.
But a bunch of people caught it on because no one reacted. It was a very like aside thing. I'm like. Whatever.
What was it?
We were talking about there's a plot line that involves morning after pills in Walking Dead. So I said, well, morning after pills are terrible. Why can't science give us morning after cake? And then I just casually toffed. I casually, like without even thinking, just tossed off Flan B.
Nice. This is great.
Probably not appropriate for Talking Dead to be making morning after puns.
They were the pun.
I like it. I like a good pun.
What about this sci-fi romance novel, Honor Among Thieves, Book 3? Should have been called Book the Third.
Honor of Thieves, who fuck each other.
It's got a lot to live up to. Book 2 was great.
Honor of Thieves, who steal each other's sex.
Yeah.
orgasms.
Hey guys, which actor or actress appeared in all four of these films? The Human Stain, The Truman Show, A History of Violence, and Gone Baby Gone.
That was
Blonde Girl.
Nope.
Oh, my ex-girlfriend Jacinda was in Human Stain.
Yeah, it's probably her then.
But she wasn't in the other ones.
I believe I know who it is.
Is it Diane Lane?
No, I'm going to say my guess is going to be Ed Harris.
Oh, it doesn't have to be a lady.
I said actor or actress.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's a good guess.
Dave Lane.
32, Ed Harris.
Yeah. Wow, yeah, you're good. Yeah, he was in all
very
those.
Buff.
Yeah, yeah.
Look at you bench pressing that trivia.
Which actor or actress appeared in all four of these films? Mercury Rising, Working Girl, The Marrying Man, She's Having a Baby.
Melanie Griffith?
I'm not Mercury.
Let's see.
Or Sigourney Weaver.
No. Want to go for an actor?
No. Oh, Alec Baldwin.
Yes, there you go.
Yeah, Alec Baldwin. Yeah, that's right. I always forget Alec Baldwin plays the fuck-up boyfriend of Melanie Griffith in Working Girl before she falls in with Harrison Ford. Baldwin or Ford? How can I even choose?
There was a picture that it was like someone posted a picture of young Alec Baldwin.
Yeah.
And he looks so much like Ryan Gosling now.
Really?
It just like makes me think that it's like, does Ryan Gosling know he's going to get fat and funny? You think he knows that's where he's at?
You're going to get fat and funny.
You're going to get fat and funny, Ryan Gosling?
Hashtag FF. Did I follow Friday? No, fat and funny.
I'm fat and sassy.
What are you guys doing this week for your holiday?
Holiday, Turkey Day.
So far. It was Holiday Turkey Day, right? That was the song Madonna made.
Turkey Day.
Yeah.
Sounds like
all right.
Let's
masticate.
The sketch on SNL with Fred Armisen, where it's the three girls are always singing the something something show.
I don't remember.
You know what I'm talking about?
No.
You guys don't watch SNL?
I haven't.
This week, so it was good. Siegel was not bad.
Jason Siegel was on this week?
He did a really awesome sketch where it was just, and now Andre the Giant chooses an ice cream flavor. And it's just Jason Siegel as Andre the Giant dressed up like he was in Princess Bride trying to pick an ice cream flavor. He could tell they just found the shortest normal-looking actors they could find, so he towers over everybody.
And then the Blue Jean, what was the Blue Jean, that band they did?
Yeah.
They just sang a song about Northampton, Massachusetts.
What? We're going there.
I know.
It's our theme song.
Holy shit, guys. Iron Horse, Northampton. Lots of other dates coming.
So how long is the drive
pack
from Boston to Northampton?
Are you flying into Boston?
I think I am. Yeah.
Why?
Where are you flying into?
Hartford.
I don't.
And there's a layover in that, right?
I can't find a nonstop flight. This sounds very complaining, but I can't find a nonstop flight.
I haven't found any nonstop.
There is not a nonstop flight. You have to connect to Hartford.
Why would I spend 10 hours playing airport when I could spend 6 hours...
Playing airport?
Plane/airport. I have a stuffy nose, so it might sound odd. Or just fly to Boston nonstop and then get in a car for... Instead of 45 minutes from Hartford, it's 1 hour 45 from Boston. Sounds like a no-brainer to me.
Shit, dudes. Makes a lot of sense.
Right?
I'm thinking about doing that.
I'm connecting.
Yeah, I think about just renting a car. I believe.
Why
I can
did
rent
you
a car.
Wait, Matthew? Why did you?
Dice,
why
Chris.
You did not roll dice. You did the jerk off. I'm gonna throw cum on you.
Yeah,
hand
and
emotion.
You can't say what? That it was dice because you went. You made it like
that's
a
what sound. That's what dice make sounds. No, that's noise dice make.
Now put those words in order.
make dice noise.
Let's go to Vegas and then we'll just stand at the craps table and every roll we'll just go.
Yeah.
Snake eyes.
So that's what I'm doing. That's what I'm doing.
Okay, I'm flying to Hartford. How are you getting?
Hey, it's Justin Donaldson from Tournament of the Nerds.
Hey, Justin Donaldson.
That guy's great. He's hilarious.
And then there was another guy that looked like he was in the legal department that thought you were recognizing him.
Yeah, no way.
How are you guys getting from Boston to Northampton?
I don't know with him.
I'll just borrow a car.
He's going the night before. He's taking a red eye.
Oh, right.
I have to be here in the morning, and then I'm flying out.
Oh, red shit. Eye. Really?
Yeah.
Are you guys? Is that timing going?
No. The timing works. I've figured it out. Yeah.
Good luck. I mean, sometimes the traffic sucks going that way. Like you got to go west.
You're right, guys. It's not going to make it. Let's just not do this.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I'm worried for him.
I'm
you
not.
Do know
be
that
fun.
It's 3 hours different.
What is that? How it works?
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Wait. So what's your plan?
Oh boy.
What's your plan? Let me hear your plan.
I don't fucking feel like talking about it.
I'm flying into Hartford and driving from Hartford to Northampton.
No, your plan, I know. Okay. Your plan makes sense. Jonah's plan is...
Well, I thought I might get up and have a muffin. You know, I like a carrot muffin, but maybe a little pumpkin bread. Then something from the protein family.
What time do you plan on leaving here?
Today? I don't know. No. Probably after work. Head over to Chris's thing.
On Wednesday.
On Wednesday?
Yeah.
I looked at a flight that leaves at 11 in the morning. And you get in at...
Okay, the flight leaves at 11 in the morning. You're coming in to work?
For a bit. I got a taping at 8 in the morning. Should I skip it?
Sorry. This sounds... I don't know. This sounds very dicey. I'm worried for you.
You're going to want to leave no later than 9 a.m. if you want to make your flight. That's all. Yeah, but he knows. Jonah's an adult. He'll figure it out.
I've seen Jonah not figure things out.
Yeah, well, we don't need to micromanage him.
Me not figure something out?
Sometimes traveling, it's not your forte.
How so?
Remember that Felicia Day podcast where you thought you could make it back from the airport? And then you didn't?
Well, that was because it was...
I'm just saying, there are things you can't count on.
Whoa.
Wow, you remember that, huh?
I remember everything.
Remember that you couldn't account on my friend being late and...
Listen, these are things, exactly. What if your car doesn't start?
Oh my God, Jonah, wait, Jonah, hang on, Jonah. What if you go to get in your car and a Bengal tiger comes out of the wall
and
fucking rips your goddamn throat out?
Chris, that's just as logical a problem as the one that Matt's brought
up. That's what I'm saying.
I got a lot of growing up to do.
TNT, bro, tigers or traffic, what's tigers it going to be? Traffic. It's going to be tigers or traffic. If the traffic doesn't get you,
tigers
and traffic. Tigers and traffic. Getting to the airport. Tigers and traffic.
What are you doing for? You're going out of town for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I am because my birthday is the day before Thanksgiving.
Wait, Jonah, if an 11 a.m. flight from California.
I don't know. I didn't really haven't thought it through, man. I've been busy.
11 a.m. That's 2 o'clock Massachusetts time. It takes 5.5 hours to fly out. It
doesn't take 5.5 hours
that's
to fly
7
out.
7 hours.
Tigers in traffic. Tigers in traffic.
7 o'clock. What time is the show?
7 o'clock.
So you're gonna land and then be at the show?
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't make any sense.
I know.
Jonah's diverting the plane to land at the Iron Horse.
Plus, there are no nonstop flights. This is not going to work, Jonah.
No nonstop flights to Boston?
Oh, you're Boston. Either way, it would, even if you were going to Hartford, it wouldn't work.
You're
going
to have... And then, it's what
you
is it? Two hours from Boston to... 2 hours from Boston to...
Yeah, just about.
Actually, he's right. You can't leave at 11 a.m.
You can't do it.
I know.
Yeah. I think he's fucking with you.
Wait, why? Why would you do that?
Because you're getting so worked up, and it's really funny. You thought you had something over me.
No, I don't have anything over you. I was worried for you to get there.
You have a weird worried voice, then. It sounds condescending and shitty.
No, that's you.
That's my worried voice.
But mine, when I say it, it's funny. And everyone laughs.
Oh, my God. In my village, this is the traditional stance of apology. Many unnecessary deaths
like Stampy.
Could have been avoided.
I'm like Stampy the elephant.
Stampy the elephant.
I don't know what that is referenced to.
Stampy? Bart got an elephant.
Oh.
I think the episode's called Bart Gets an Elephant.
That is exactly what the episode's called.
Stampy. And then Season Stampy three. Comes back with his release word, Magumbos, and then Marge has to show her tits.
I don't think it was Season 3.
Wasn't it?
I'd highly doubt it.
Stampy? It was pretty early on.
Yeah, but I think it was more in the 5 or 6 area.
Could have been.
The internet will tell us.
I'm not even going to look it up. I don't give a shit. That's what I feel like. Yeah, we are having a...
What's up, ladies? Yeah.
Ladies?
I'm flip sluts. Her off.
Yeah, you're going out of town.
I'm staying in town.
You're leaving?
Yeah, I'm going out of town for 4 days for my birthday and TSG, as I call it, Thanksgiving. I'm going out for my birthday to celebrate my birthday quietly in a small foothill-like
village. Are you really concerned that people are going to find you?
No. Please come find me. Companionship.
Let's just say that Chris really likes Calabasas this time of year.
I don't know. I don't want to kick you in the Oxnards.
Kick him in the Nards.
No, I'm not going to Oxnard. But we are having a little birthday party tonight for me. When I say we, I mean I am having a birthday party for myself. And... it will be fun.
Yeah.
I think
so.
Wasn't going to do it. Then I felt a lot of pressure from a few people who actually can't even come to the party now. But we are doing. I had one friend who was like, "You have to have a party. I will help you plan it." And I'm like, "All right, here's the night." "Oh yeah, I got to work." "Well, all right."
"Well, there you go."
"Really important to you a couple days ago."
"I'll be a little late, but I'm going to be there."
"We're going to do a bowling party, and I believe there's a karaoke
And there's also a really good air hockey table there."
"Air hockey table."
"Yeah, yeah.
It's going to be fun. All-Star Lanes and Eagle Rock." "It's the All-Star Lanes and Eagle Rock."
"I was there on Saturday night."
"You were?"
"Yeah, yeah."
Priming the place, looking out.
"Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, some friends had a birthday party, and I sang You Gotta Be by Desiree, and I'm going to have to say, killed it."
"Did you?"
"Yeah. It's one of my favorite songs."
"But when that chorus repeats..."
"It goes on. It goes on. So I freestyled."
"Yeah.
Things got a bit racist real fast. Real fast." "Let's just say I didn't stick around much longer to finish my Smirnoff Ice."
"What? Smirnoff. How could you let that go?"
"What?
Was it a Yakov Smirnoff Ice?"
"Yakov Smirnoff Ice."
"In Russia, beverage drink you."
"Yakov Smirnoff Ice would be like an affliction shirt wearing Yakov Smirnoff type character."
"I was fascinated by
Yakov Smirnoff Ice. It would be Yakov Smirnoff with a shaved head."
"Yeah.
And fucking..."
"And just fucking roided out, huge dude."
"Roided out, yeah. Like a hammer and sickle tattoo." "Yeah. With a..."
"Yeah. In former Soviet Republic, bitches, fuck you."
"I think FPS Russia is Yakov Smirnoff Ice." "The dude who blows shit up with assault rifles YouTube. Yeah. I think he's Yakov Smirnoff Ice."
"Duh."
"Yakov's got his own YouTube channel. It's fascinating."
"Oh, yeah?
It's commercials for his Branson Theater."
"Is that all it is?"
"Yeah, with him doing, like, different characters."
"He has characters?"
"He does characters."
"Oh, wow.
Now I will do it."
"He does American Tourist with weirdly Russian-ish accents."
"You know what's crazy?
Here's Canadian dog character, okay? I am now Canadian dog."
"When Tom Wilson was on, just like saying, like, yeah, me, Dice, and Yakov had to kick Sam
Kinison.
Sam Kinison out of the house." "We're like, oh, that's a weird fight."
"That would be a great fucking Real World..."
"Yeah, I wouldn't want to be in that room."
"Episode."
"Yeah. In Russia, you kick us out." "Stop saying that and help."
"Hey, there's such a bad sketch in there somewhere."
"Yeah, there really
hey,
is.
Sam, you gotta get the fuck out. Ow, ow." Like, just every catchphrase as all those guys are.
Awful.
Yep. So we're having a bowling. But I'm excited about All-Star Lanes because that also happens to be the name of my father's bowling center.
Oh, really?
So I feel a weird connection to All-Star Lanes.
Does your dad's also have a Chinese restaurant connected to it?
It does not have a Chinese restaurant connected to it. They make... I'm ashamed to say this out loud. The delicacy at All-Star Lanes is the Billy Burger, named after my father.
Mm.
Do they serve it with Billy Beer, which was the...
The official beer of Jimmy Carter's brother, Billy. Yeah.
Billy Beer.
My dad has a can of that still.
Yeah, a buddy of mine, his dad gave it to him. Just one can, just has it. Just Billy Beer. He said he's like, there's been certain nights where he comes home drunk and just... I just want to know what it tastes like.
Probably not so good at this point.
It was like a cheap beer, right?
Well, it was a cheap beer, and it's also a 35-year-old beer.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe it's
that's the other thing.
Maybe it's like wine, and we don't know it.
Beer doesn't really age that way from what I remember.
That beer's skunked, bro.
Yo, Billy Beer skunked. Fortified with peanut brittle.
I think for Thanksgiving, Deanna and I are going to go to Cantor's, eat a bunch of food, and then just have drinks and get wasted at the Kibitz Room.
Do they have a special menu for Thanksgiving?
I don't think so, because they normally serve, I think, turkey and mashed potatoes and stuff like that.
You're going to go home and get naked and drunk for a little Yanksgiving?
Yanksgiving?
I just meant you're going to adopt British accents and talk about Westerners.
No. I was just going to go torment the Yankovic family for some Yanksgiving.
You're going to be Southerners and talk about how the North is telling you what to do with your slaves.
Yeah, exactly. Isn't that how... Have you been watching Hell on Wheels?
It's all DVR'd, but I haven't seen it yet. Good?
Yeah. I mean, it's like I haven't stopped watching it, and I stopped watching shows real easy.
Because I work on Sunday nights doing the Talking Dead program. Yeah. So
do you watch it with the audience when you're there?
No, I watch it...
like right before you start?
I watch it the day of or the day before.
Yeah.
Because usually when the audience comes in to watch the show, you know, like a few minutes before we actually do the episode, before we do the live episode of Talking Dead.
You kind of need to.
And so we're going over like segment notes and shit like that.
Yeah.
But it's been really fun. I love doing that show.
One more week.
One more week till the mid-season finale.
Is it great to just be at a show where you almost kind of just have to show up the day of? And like, it's like there's no real notes going around. Like,
no.
Because there's no real scripts, right?
No, there's no script. I watch the episode and we talk about it. And
you have stuff you got to hit, but that's more
structural.
Yeah, there's
certain things we have to hit. There's structural things. And, you know, what's really been fun about the show is, you know, the first episode and certainly the pilot, there were a lot of segments in the show because we were trying to get a lot of information out. And then sort of what began to develop was, oh, you know, it really is. Let's just let these people who come on talk.
Yeah.
About rather than, what do you think? All right, what do you think? Segment. You know, so now we've like widened it where we can actually sit and talk. And it really is a fun.
The 700 Club.
It's like the 700 Club.
Paula Tompkins. What do you think?
It's like the 700 Club without the homophobia.
Oh.
Yeah. I've been playing Skyrim all weekend.
It seems too expansive for me.
It is way too expansive. I mean, the game is fun. Takes about 10 hours before you actually do anything.
Really?
Before you can do anything, because you're such a low-level scrub that you can't even. So
I don't want no scrubs.
No?
Scrub is a guy that can get no love from me.
Well,
you hanging out the passenger side?
You need some TLC.
Best friend's Ryan.
Trying to holler at me?
You just can't do anything in the first several hours of the game other than talk to villagers and raid wardrobes for gold.
Ooh.
I'll put this on and these fur boots. Oh, I'm going to be the belle of the medieval ball. but now that I'm several hours into it, it's fun. And the interesting thing is, you know, I say in my book about how I gave up video games for a long time because I had to be productive. But what I realized, you know, earlier this year was that they're kind of part of my job now.
Yeah.
I mean, I need to know, like, what's... At least that's how I'm justifying it.
Well, so, you know, if at all for a cultural reference point.
So I played Portal 2 twice in a row because I loved it so much. Now I'm on to Skyrim. I have Arkham City lined up next.
I still need to get into Arkham City.
It's so good. I was doing challenge maps earlier. Today, as a matter of fact, at 8 o'clock in the morning, I got up, ate breakfast, and then played Arkham City.
Did you play as Catwoman?
No, Catwoman fights well, but it's always a little weird playing as her because she's a little slower than Batman. So I find
like
it
dumb. Nice. She's dumber than Batman.
Yep, not as well. He's the world's greatest detective. So
yeah,
it is kind of hard. Like everyone, really, by comparison, is dumber than Batman.
True.
You could say to someone, "You're dumber than Batman," they'd be like, "Hey," and they'd be like, "No, that's actually like you know, it's not really."
It came out like last month, but I just saw that College Humor sketch with where Batman meets the Riddler, and it's the you know it exists in the Nolan universe, and Batman runs up to Rachel's being held captive by the Riddler, and he has a very easy riddle for Batman, and Batman's just an idiot and doesn't understand it, and he goes, "Is it a helicopter?" And then, like, they're going back and forth, and then he gets on, "Lucius, did you hear the riddle?" And then someone doing a Morgan Freeman impression goes, "Is it a helicopter?" he goes, "No, I already said that."
That's really awesome.
That's awesome.
Was that Funny or Die?
It wasn't Funny or Die. It was College Humor.
No, College Humor.
Check it out.
Oh,
College Humor.
The boys from Clip Cup, who have made a second video of the Clip Cup sketch.
I watched that. That was very funny.
Yeah, it's good. They want you in the third one.
All right.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah, they're fans, and they're like, you know, it'd be fucking perfect and insanely meta to actually have a guy from a clip show in the Clip Cup.
Yeah, I would love to do that.
Yeah, they said it won't take much of your time. I'll let you. I'll put you in touch. Yeah. And I'll also put you on the spot. Otherwise, bringing it up on the podcast. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that sounds like a great idea.
Joey, don't you fucking
again?
Oh, my arm.
I'm just
my arm.
Yeah, that's what's gonna happen.
It hurts.
Yeah, I know it hurts. I want it to hurt because this has to be a reminder for future. Anyway, that sounds great, man. I would love to. I would love to stop your fucking sniveling.
Fun nerd.
Why aren't you having fun at Disneyland?
This is the happiest
thing to see
fucking place on earth.
Favorite thing to see at Disneyland is parents yelling at their kids.
I love it. I love swearing at Disneyland.
Hey, Mr. and Mrs. Irony. Swearing at Disneyland. Speaking of FOD, Funny or Die.
Bang your day.
My friend Betsy produces the Super Serious show in Culver City.
Oh, God, such a great
show.
And
I did it last week. It's weird. It's a weird construct because the host headlines. So you host the show and then you do your headline set, which is actually a lot of fun. And it was a fucking incredible show.
Yeah, I had so much fun, and those large format Polaroids are gorgeous.
They are nice. It's at Smashbox, which is in this weird industrial zone that you never would go to between Civilization and the airport.
Yeah, well, it's Culver City
adjacent,
but it's like it's where Rodeo Drive becomes Rodeo Drive.
Yep,
and it's but kind of near the Venice, like that's where some of the canals start.
It's right? Kind of out near like out where you're getting out to LMU, like right out there, like Playa del Rey. It's almost
yeah.
But and so I you think, well, who the fuck's gonna go out there? Hundreds of people. There's
all the
a
people
food truck
from that like neighborhood.
It's an amazing show. So
it's so fun.
It was who was on that show? This guy named Drennan Davis, who's really funny. Sarah Tiana, who was hilarious. Greg Barrett, who crushed it. Chris Kattan, who's been fucking around with stand up.
Nice.
And he was funny for a guy who has only really done stand up a couple times. Like he's, you know, like, oh yeah, okay, yeah, you are a trained comedian.
Yeah, well, that's what you know when Scott Thompson from Kids in the Hall did. He doesn't really do stand-up. He kind of does it, but he doesn't really.
Yeah.
But he's just such a funny, like, entertaining guy that whatever he says, you're like, oh, this is great.
Yeah, so he was great.
It is just Buddy Cole doing stand-up.
And then Garfunkel. and then Garfunkel Notes did a set, and then Weird Al did a drop-in on their set.
Awesome.
And they did a Garfunkel Notes song, and then they did a cover of One More Minute.
So right. Did anyone show videos?
Oh, yes, Lauren Parmigiano. Oh,
okay, cool.
And the videos were fantastic.
Yeah, and the witch truck was there?
There was not a witch truck there. There was not a witch truck.
What kind of food truck was there?
It was definitely not a truck full of witches.
It was a helicopter.
Was it a helicopter?
But yeah, then they have good beer, good wine, like good food truck.
I don't know
truck.
Anything about that.
I'm just I'm talking about the show in general.
Okay,
yeah, gotcha. yeah, not just your experience, but the mass public's.
Well, we were talking about me, and I don't need to do those things to have a good time, Jonah.
You know, when I did the show.
Yeah, hey, Nick, what are you doing for Thanksgiving over there?
Hey,
What are you doing for TSG?
Going to see mom.
You're going to see my mom?
I'm going to see your mom.
Please have sex with her.
And it's not a truck full of witches.
It is not a truck full of witches.
Wait, Chris. I didn't know that was on the table.
What?
Your mom.
No. Well,
I go for Thanksgiving.
She's still on the table. You should go. Nick, hop on the old mic reel phone for a second.
Ready?
What do you do?
Happy
How's it going?
Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you too.
Thank you.
In here working away, pulling stuff.
Getting sound.
Pulling stuff for Seacrestia.
You betcha.
That's the Pangaeic supercontinent that is Ryan Seacrest.
That is correct.
So what are you doing? What are you doing for Thanksgiving? You and the fam got something nice planned?
Yeah, gonna go see mom. You know, she doesn't cook, so we're gonna cook for her now.
Nice.
You know? Just take care of her. It's really nice. You know, I'm gonna take her actually the day before, take her shopping, get her a nice outfit to wear for Thanksgiving.
Oh, that's nice.
So, you know,
you don't think she'll take that as like, why do you hate my clothes? Listen, we got to spruce you up a little bit. If we're coming over and cooking dinner,
you better look the part.
You're going to put on a ball gown and a tiara.
That's right.
And lipstick around your mouth and big fake eyelashes.
Look, something from this decade, okay?
That's really fun. That's really nice. Does she live far out of town?
No, just a few miles.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. Ah, Nick, you're a nice guy.
Yeah, my mom's 87.
Wow.
And she lives with my aunt, who is 90.
Whoa.
So the conversations between the two ladies who don't hear too well is very interesting. You just sit at the table and just kind of, you know, they'll start having conversations and the other person will look at each other and, what'd you say?
Well,
I don't remember saying that. Don't you remember when we were kids? That kind of thing is like.
When they ask about the podcast,
yes.
Tell them that we said hello.
I will. Yeah. I will. I'll actually, you know, bring it over.
Nick, you're on that goddamn nerdly podcast
nerdly.
Sometime.
What channel nerdly is Higgins. That on?
I don't. Is that on UHF?
No, is that on? You know, yeah, the radio. She actually does still have an old. You know, radio from like I think the 50s.
Whoa!
In the you know, one of those old plastic ones. You had to wait about 10 minutes for the tubes to warm up. You know, and everything.
Broadcasting from across the globe.
I like tubes,
our boys in blue fought it out with Mr. Hitler. Goodbye, Mr.
This
Hitler.
This is London.
Yep. That's really fun. And then do you have to do anything after Thanksgiving, or you just get a couple days off?
Yeah, I'm just going to take some time off, relax. Actually, you know what? For those of you familiar with the Southern California area, there's a place called Solvang.
Yeah, Solvang.
Which is a fun place to go. I think we're going to go on Friday.
Yep, it's a Dutch neighborhood.
It is a very nice neighborhood, and it's lots of cheese and wine tasting and all those good things.
Wow.
And is there a red light district in Solvang? Like in Holland?
Yeah. With wooden shoes and everything.
Yeah, with wooden shoes and ladies in lingerie, but weird, like Real Housewife looking women from Central California.
And they all look like Heidi, you know, like from
yeah.
Well, I was walking by an office on the way up, way to work, and I just hear on Monday morning, I hear just someone yelling, I can't believe my fucking Heidi special didn't even pull a one.
That's wow. Awesome. That's amazing.
Yeah, I realized today that...
Yeah, it's really hard to believe. Yeah, Who wouldn't want to watch that?
I have a feeling that everyone that works at E! And Style Network just think G4 is the what they call the IT department in the building. Yeah. And they're just like, oh, look at that IT guy. No, he's a host of a television show.
And from our standpoints, we're like, look at those sluts.
Yeah, exactly.
Damn.
Speaking of sluts, Dutch sluts and Solvang,
of course.
Make it happen.
I will.
Dutch sluts, tigers in traffic.
I've been going to the gym. Oh, by the way, I've quit smoking.
What?
Yeah.
Congratulations.
We'll see.
You quit smoking?
3 days.
Good for you.
You know what?
Three days.
That is fucking fantastic.
So
I'm very proud of you. This makes me very happy.
Yeah. Now what you do is you take whatever money that you were going to spend on it and just put it
Dutch sluts
and put it on sluts or just put it away.
$5
put it on sluts or in sluts, whatever.
Yeah. No.
Sluts it is, Nick.
Sluts it is.
I need a slut bank. Yeah. I need like a piggy bank that's a slut, and you deposit the coins in the slut. Well,
man,
that's disrespectful.
Chris, if you think about it, all banks are sluts, man.
Yo, man. You got to free your mind. Occupy Nerdist Podcast Street.
Yeah. I'm never going to the gym. I figured out that if I actually set the treadmill to a speed that is not crazy fast, I can like run for 20 minutes.
Yes, you don't have to murder yourself on the treadmill. You just have to get your heart rate up a little bit.
You know what I've gotten really into at the
156. That's when I stopped.
You know what I got really into at the gym?
Sucking off strangers between the bathrooms.
Which makes me feel so incredibly white is the rowing machine. I love it. But it makes me feel like a really collegiate guy. Just like, oh, this is what I'm used to.
Yeah, no,
I feel like Winklevoss.
When are you rowing against Yale, son?
Well, I'm just training on
Yale. It was a big deal back home. Harvard, Yale.
Really?
Crew competitions.
Guys.
I did the rowing machine the other day. How long do you do it for?
Like 20 minutes.
That's way longer than I did it for.
But like I try to keep the RPMs to like 1,200 the whole time.
Oh, I don't really pay attention to all those numbers in front of me. Just sort of like, I just look at the time.
No.
I don't really do anything that... The most unconventional thing I was doing in the gym was climbing the rope.
Just to come.
You have a gym that has a rope?
Yeah.
Wow.
There's a rope, and it goes up to a really high ceiling, and I got to the top, and then I was like, yeah, and then I looked down. And I was like, I don't need to... If I fall, it's over. It's 20 feet in the air.
You don't need to do that.
Because I already fell off the pegboard in the gym.
Oh, really?
Have you seen the pegboard?
Yeah.
Where you've got the peg in each hand, and then you go climb up the holes?
I feel like I could do that.
Well, it's not that it's hard to do, but what I realized is you always have to have one peg higher than the other.
Yeah.
Because I, for some reason, got halfway down and then used the wrong hand and put them both in the same row, and you fall right out.
Ooh. And how far did you fall?
About 12 feet.
Oh, yeah.
I was all right, though. The floors are rubbery.
Yeah.
So somehow I was okay.
For people like you.
Could have been disastrous.
Yeah.
Well.
You guys want to do some
quamans?
Here's a question.
It's a comment. It's a tiger in some traffic. Yeah. It's a question with some dot sluts. It's a question.
Paul, on November 19th, said... I made a subreddit.
That's a weird last name.
I made a subreddit for Nerdist fans, so if you guys would mention it would be great. Fellow nerdlings can talk about guest experiences, the episodes, or just things generally pertaining to the Nerdist Network.
Oh, I'm sorry. We can't mention any of that.
Oh. All right. Well, Team Matt and Team Jonah fans, welcome.
That's nice. We have a couple Nerdist subreddits, but I think one of them is more of like sort of... aggregates the stuff on the website. Yeah, so having a Nerdist podcast subreddit is awesome.
Yeah, this one is reddit.com... /r/nerdist_fans.
All right. That's fantastic.
And that's made by @Kubaker.
Thank you very much for doing that.
Way to go.
As a huge fan of Reddit. Reddit's been awash with Skyrim memes.
Oh, I bet.
The past weekend.
I was on BuzzFeed today, and the pepper spray meme is so
The casual
funny.
Pepper sprayer.
So good.
Yeah.
So what a funny thing that's been made out of something so horrifying.
Well, it is pretty ridiculous, but if we can't laugh at things, what happens to us?
We have to respect them.
I don't get it.
No, you're right. We do have to laugh at horrible things.
Yeah.
So we don't. So we can sleep at night.
As long as, like, I mean, if anything, that, you know, that meme will continue to put that guy into the you know, just the, so everyone will know what he did.
Yeah.
You know.
It is pretty amazing in this day and age. Like, you know, that guy must have just thought, well, this is procedure. I'm sure there's no way anyone's gonna.
Yeah, clearly, if he read the label, it would have said from about 6 feet back, spray.
No, but I mean, just the idea that you would do horrible things and not go, you know, this might get out somewhere.
Well,
and
it's like, you see, there's tons of people like holding their phones. It's like that's like most of the background is just people with phones.
Yeah,
it's incredible. Here's one from Carrie.
I didn't get to tell you
about your pepper spray experience?
No. It's great on a sandwich.
Is it?
Yeah. No, it can't be. You really shouldn't eat it. You shouldn't eat pepper spray.
Oh.
Should not eat pepper spray. I was going to talk about my dark elf mage in Skyrim.
Oh.
Go ahead.
Gene Wilder. But it's JIENEWYLDRE.
Nice.
That's my dark elf mage.
That? Why did she do?
She's a prompter girl.
Oh.
Was that Michelle?
Yeah.
Oh, she's great.
She got into some PGA tour.
What?
Like she's like she got into some like golf challenge.
Not surprised.
Our teleprompter
yeah.
from WebSoup got into
like some kind of like big golf game. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And then Matt made a very insensitive comment.
What do you mean?
What'd you say when you?
Not surprised.
Not surprised?
Yeah.
By what you know about her?
Yeah.
Which is what you saw of her?
Yeah.
And golf?
Yeah.
Okay.
Looks like she should be a golfer.
I mean, there's a way that's not offensive,
that,
I guess.
No, now you're getting defensive.
No, what's wrong with that?
That sounds kind of weird.
You guys are getting defensive.
Now you're getting defensive.
Now Nick gets in and we get into a weird Mexican standoff argument.
Yeah, yeah.
I got one.
Oh, go for it.
Here we go. Carolyn Butcher, FYI, just listened to the Fire Pit episode of the podcast. The actual euphemism for pooping in a vagina is Alabama Hot Pocket. The more you know.
Well, it's all regional, really.
Alabama Hot Pocket.
Yep.
Carrie said, I'm coming to the Minneapolis show and have two quimmins. One,
we'll
I am bringing
them.
A friend who isn't as familiar with you guys as I. What do you feel are the essentials for her to know? I'll cover what enjoy your burrito means, the dynamic between Jonah and Matt, friends. That's what I put in that right there. What a TARDIS is. Anything else?
What a TARDIS is.
I was going to say, by the way, near the Pacific Northwest, Alabama hot pocketing is called Jackson Holing. It was worth it. It was worth it. What do you expect? Well, we all do comedy jokes.
Do comedy jokes.
Then we talk. Then we record the hostful episode of the podcast. And then we take
quimmins.
Live quimmins. And then afterwards, we come out and take as many pictures and shake as many hands and hug as many people as want to do those things.
Yeah. And it's fun. We've talked to a couple people that have come to the live shows and said they hadn't heard the podcast.
Yeah,
they just came along with friends. And they said they didn't feel too left behind. Like they said, it's just a comedy
show.
We
earn new fans.
It's just a fun comedy show.
Oh, yeah.
Show.
There isn't anything that you have to know going into the show.
If you
Yeah, don't be afraid. That's just going to be a bunch of Star Trek, Doctor Who references,
Well, hang on.
Well, no, not all.
It's just more. It's not like coming into season 4 of a television show that you haven't been watching.
Yeah, exactly.
It literally is just a fun.
It's like watching the Show on Ice special.
Nerdist on Ice.
There's a second part of this. I'm hoping there's a tweet up before, and we'll definitely want a picture and hug after. Hey,
nice.
But being a true nerd, I am socially awkward, especially around people like yourselves, so much cooler than myself. Any tips you have on how to not embarrass myself in front of you would be appreciated.
I guarantee you are not cooler than me.
Don't shit in your hand.
Or rather.
You meant to say, I guarantee you are cooler than I.
I can see.
Which is the correct.
I just awkwardly said this.
Right. See what you did?
You wouldn't do that, would you?
Nope. Yeah, no, it's all fun stuff after the shows.
Don't let the fact that I'm cooler than you make you nervous or awkward.
Jonah, you look like you photobombed most of the pictures that we took at the Aladdin Theater in Portland.
I do that. It's like one of my favorite things. I just like trying to figure out how to catch a light differently, just to make it seem like you're just kind of put in after the fact.
And who's that guy in the background that's being weird that I can't take my eyes off of? Must be Jonah Ray. Here we go. This is from Graham Grammer the Hammer Bratzel.
Hey-o.
Hey guys, I just realized that fish fingers and custard is surprisingly similar to the Twinkie Wiener sandwich, pseudo meat, golden breading, and a creamy custard center. Mm. Is this
Twinkie
just a coincidence?
Wiener sandwich.
Or does UHF contain hidden TARDIS plans contact style? Also, have you tried any of these delicious combinations? Look what I've got, Bob! A Twinkie Wiener sandwich!
I've had the Twinkie Wiener sandwich.
You have?
Yeah.
With the Cheese Whiz on it?
Yeah.
And
did you dip it in milk? He dips it in milk.
He has to dip it. Do you have to dip it in milk that has been sitting out?
I didn't.
Yeah,
dip it in
you have
milk.
To give it a smell first.
I did not dip it in milk. We were 12.
I fucking love that movie so much. when Al just reaches into Bob's mouth and goes, "Cheer up, Bob!" Yeah, and then he just like forces a smile, and then he's got to go, and then the arm punches through the wall, and he looks at the watch.
7:30.
God damn it! I love that movie so fucking.
Yeah,
much.
It's so good.
I love that movie so much. I love you, Terry! Oh my god, Terry!
I just don't know what's wrong with me! What's for dinner? Mashed potatoes? Terry, you shouldn't have.
Oh, fun. You got one?
Trying to think. There hasn't been too many. Just remember, everybody, nerdist.com/Quements.
Actually, no, that's not right anymore. Yeah. That's not right anymore.
Where did
forget
they go,
forget what Jonah just said. The Quements field is on the homepage of Nerdist.com.
That's where you submit them.
And then they come to an email address. Like
they don't go on that page anymore.
No.
I thought they were filtering onto that page.
No.
No.
Well, then I don't get those emails then.
Well, that explains a lot then.
Yeah, these are all dated.
Here we go. Alex K asks, or Quements. Quements have been building up in my head for quite some time now. Number one, where did Myra Bowie come from? The nickname, not the person. Myra Bowie came from the Big C episode.
It was actually afterwards. It was when Big C started to take hold.
When it seemed like it was just a passing comment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then now it was like, well, I got a nickname now. Two, can we get a Nerdist 300 to get you guys to Chicago? Not necessary. We're going to be performing there during C2E2, I believe, April 13th.
Yes, which someone said stands for...
Chicago Comic and Entertainment Expo. Yeah. For some reason, I thought it was Comics and Collectibles, but it's Chicago Comics. And I have been, and it's fucking amazing. C2E2 is great. How about getting Henry Phillips on the podcast as the third Quement? I think it's a great idea. I do, too. Love Henry Phillips. Consider that done.
I think he's great. I need to see Punch in the Clown. I heard it's awesome. That's his movie.
Number four, I often doodle while listening to Nerdist, and I made a sweet one while I want to send to you, but Quements don't allow for pictures. How should I do that? You can just email it directly to Quements@Nerdist.com.
Yeah.
Five, you guys are awesome. Very, very awesome. I think we've determined that we're not. Olivia Jackson says, I have a quick Quement, and I heard you guys were talking about Planet of the Apes, and I have a quick story. When I saw the new one, The Rise of, a few guys stopped in front of me and asked if I wanted them to explain the movie, and I just stared at them blankly and said, no, even though I'm a girl, I know the series. Even in this case, I didn't think the title is self-explanatory, but thanks anyway. I just thought you guys would appreciate that story. Also, I love the new website.
They wanted to get in your pants.
They did want to get in your
pants.
They
were negging her.
They were negging her. They were the rules or the game or the...
The game.
The game rules?
Yeah. The rules of the game.
The rules of the game.
Game of bones? Any more comments from you?
I can only access these old ones that we've already covered before.
All right. Here, I've got one. Here we go. This is from my favorite Quement name so far, Dr. Quemento. Fear is a powerful motivator in nerds, but it's an even more powerful demotivator. At times, it seems like we live our entire lives in fear of putting ourselves or our work out into the world because of our inner monologues will not leave us alone. Failure is magnified into catastrophe. The common awkward moment is transformed into an utter rejection. The snide intonation of someone's voice as they read something that you wrote becomes a chorus of mocking demons flying around your head, laughing and reaffirming your worst fears of being an absolute waste of space. One would think that a heightened sense of self-awareness would lead to a heightened sense of performance over time. Instead, it tends to lead to a heightened sense of fear. So I guess my question is, if you were Homer, would you put the crayon back? as a reference to the episode where Homer goes in to make extra money to testing drugs on himself, and they determine that he has a crayon lodged in his brain, and that's why he's an idiot. And they remove the crayon, and he's super smart and sees that the world is a harsher place when you're smart. And there's a bittersweet moment at the end where he writes a letter to Lisa that he doesn't remember writing, that he's sorry that he can't take the courageous path and be smart. No, I would not remove the crayon.
I would.
Really?
Yeah, why not?
Why?
Because then you'll get to enjoy life.
He was really enjoying life.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. No, listen, in order to be slightly above the average intelligence curve, where I feel I lay in, and I've just used the wrong grammar, so that makes me 1 point less, would be where I lie.
Grammar isn't necessarily a good gauge.
But I'm certainly not in the smartest bin of humans, but I still would rather be slightly smarter than slightly dumber for reasons I cannot articulate. At the moment, I'm in the dumb bin.
I don't feel that I'm a very smart person. I feel I fake it pretty horribly. But
well,
I barely graduated high
school.
You
know, Descartes once said,
I barely graduated high school. I had to do an extra class during my last semester to graduate.
It's because you're probably having fun.
Well, is that when they switched your Hawaiian school to the 26-letter alphabet? And that threw you off?
Stop being such a mahu, Chris.
I don't know what that is!
Yeah, you've been one Lolo.
Stop it!
Brah, no ack.
I don't know what that means.
They wanted to put me in Mensa, but my mom wouldn't do it.
Why?
I don't know.
Did she think it was a brain cult?
I don't know what she thought or thinks.
You can join now.
I had a crazy high IQ when I was 16.
Well, your IQ doesn't slide.
I feel like it did.
Nah.
Big time.
No.
No. Yeah. But the question, I would take the crayon out. I would just.
Really?
I'd rather put it back in. That's what I would do.
No.
I don't like being that smart. I don't like being aware of things.
I like it. I'll take all the anxiety and everything that goes
with
it.
However, I do like learning things. Learning and awareness are two different things, in my opinion.
I would be willing to say that you have the highest IQ on this podcast.
I don't know. We should take a test.
I don't want to take Nope. I would say.
No, you went to UCLA for math. That's
but then
impressive.
I ended up in the philosophy department.
Yeah, but you got in for math. But, you know how hard that is to do?
But then I went to the philosophy department.
Yes, but. You got in for math. That's what I'm trying to say.
But I didn't leave with it.
Yeah, I know. Doesn't mean.
I didn't leave with math.
Listen, you went to the prom with one girl, you left with another. It's fine.
Science!
But that second girl was metaphysical and didn't really exist.
Right? Well,
except for the
poem. She existed. But
no, I did not ever. I was no ladies' man. Although my junior prom. I went with a girl who was an ex-girlfriend, and then I totally tried to crawl on her, and she was like, "What are you doing?" And then nothing happened.
For the listeners, Chris's posture just went into deep thought mode. He's leaned back. His feet are up. He's looking up.
Just thinking about those old days.
Thinking about junior prom.
Being rejected as a teenager. It's all coming back
now. You know,
now.
There's a show on MTV now. I can't remember what it's called. Like called Just Friends or something like that. But it's about like, you know, getting a girl that there's a guy that has a crush on her in high school. Uh-huh. And then like they do the whole like thing about like how this girl is helping this guy try and get girls. And at the end of the episode, the guy reveals that he actually wants to ask her out on a date.
How's that go?
Apparently, it's the most depressing show.
Oh, of course
no. It
is.
In the fucking world.
Why would you put our lives on TV? I mean, why would you do that? Why would you show those things?
Matt, you've been out of high school for a long time.
No, I haven't.
You've had multiple girlfriends.
No,
it's just like Chris Rock's bit about, oh, man, I'm in the friend zone.
Yeah, exactly.
That sounds amazing. I'm going to watch it now.
You haven't? Bring the Pain?
No, not Bring the Pain. Bring the Pain I've seen.
MTV
show I'm going to watch.
What's it called, Jonah?
I think it's called Just Friends. I'm not too sure.
It's a series or a special?
No, it's a series. It's like one
so
of
that
their,
happens
like,
every special every episode.
Yeah, I guess so.
What's it called? Because I will.
I just said what I think it's called a few times.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Just friends.
Just friends. That's what it was, okay.
Just look up horrible.
I think someone put the crayon back.
By the way, this won't make sense to the listeners, but to the two guys here, it will. Kurt Loder was right. Dave Matthews is starting to record an album in January.
Oh, I love Kurt Loder.
Yeah, we had.
Kurt
yeah,
was correct.
Kurt Loder was amazing.
It's funny. He reminded me because I remember he came on Jon Stewart's show once and like was making fun of that Neil Diamond had a Christmas album, and I was like, oh, that's right. That Neil Diamond Christmas album is really good, and I downloaded it.
It is. My mom's a huge fan of Neil Diamond and Barry Manilow. Those are
money talks. Oh, you don't sing and dance,
I've
and
seen
you
Neil
don't
Diamond live
walk.
Twice. And
I would see the shit out of Neil Diamond live. I bet he's a great performer.
Especially at the end for the encore when he does Coming to America and the flags drop from the ceiling, and he's in the very shiny red rhinestone shirt.
They're coming to America
today.
Ta-da! My country tis of thee.
Yeah, and then Sweet Caroline, that was a big one because that was in Boston. And
Sweet Caroline is a that's one of those annoying karaoke showstoppers where someone in a karaoke joint is always going to do Sweet Caroline and everyone's going to do the wah-wah-wah part.
Yeah, I remember
better change my plans.
One time, like early on in stand-up, I would do this thing where I'd just go, out of nowhere, just go, Sweet Caroline. And then, you know, every time people go, ba-ba-ba, and I would go, no! That no one says that in the song. It doesn't happen in the song.
So you set people up so you could berate them.
Yeah.
That's exactly why he asked them what's the best weapon to use in a zombie outbreak.
Yeah, exactly.
Chandler Riggs, who plays Carl on...
Hot Carl.
He does not play... he plays Tot Carl. He's a small... he's a child. He had a good answer at the Walking Dead panel at New York Comic Con. He said a flamethrower with a bayonet.
Wow.
Which is a pretty good one.
That's pretty good.
You get long range. You're going to run out of fuel.
Yeah.
But it's still got the bayonet on the end so you can get all stabby on people.
Yeah.
And by people, I mean the zombies, the dead people.
The walkers.
The walkers. The lurkers. The walkers.
My now go-to answer is just the anti-zombie tool. You'll see.
That's great.
It's zombie dissolving spray.
Yeah.
You spray it on them and it's
zombie gone.
Zombie gone.
Zombie gone.
Zombie gone.
I think we gotta get a sleep number bed.
God damn it. Zombie gone. Oh. I'm surprised that hasn't been a fucking fake infomercial yet. How many times has this happened to you? I'm just going to the garage right back. Burns. Well, now
there was this one project at the 24-Hour Film Festival, which was this festival that goes on every year in a bunch of cities, including Los Angeles. That you have a team and you're given 24 hours to make a short film, including edit it and everything like that. And you're given a genre randomly, and then everyone's given the same character, the same prop to use, and the same line of dialogue to use. And there was one at the Boston 24-Hour Film Fest that was this group that had I forget what their category was, but they ended up it was horror, but they ended up doing a sports center kind of thing with like zombie killing where they had
cool
points and commentators like commenting on it, and it was very good, and it was like 5 years ago, but I wish I could find that on the internet.
What was that one Onion Sports Dome sketch where it's just like and now to see how the game of Crackhead versus the Invisible Snakes went today, let's go here. For the first 3 hours, not much action, and then of course snakes. And just a guy going,
hey, it's mid-November, guys. It's November, actually it's almost the end of November. That means that the NaNoWriMo is almost done. That's National Novel Writing Month.
Oh.
That's where people at the beginning of November commit to this thing just for the betterment of their own selves called NaNoWriMo, which I think is NaNoWriMo.org maybe. And then you commit to in the month of November, by the end of November, you will have written like a 60,000 word novel.
Wow.
Doesn't have to be good, doesn't have to be amazing, just you just have to do it. And I think the idea of that's incredible. But a lot of people start first week of November, and then by November 15th, they just sort of like, oh, I see the finish line getting farther and farther away.
Yeah,
you know, because
yeah.
It's a lot. You're basically writing, you know, an average of like 2,000 words a day.
That's, yeah.
So
sounds good for people without jobs.
You know, I did this weekend that I forgot that I did this weekend. I went to the Pete and Pete thing at Cinefamily.
How was that?
Yeah, I wanted to go so bad.
You know, I missed Pete and Pete by a slight age gap.
It's so good. It is so good.
Toby Huss was on that, eh?
Toby Huss was already the strongest man in the world. The dad was played by Iggy Pop. Not the main dad, but the girl's dad.
Michelle Trachtenberg's character's dad was played by Iggy Pop.
Iggy Pop.
Steve Buscemi played Ellen's dad.
Yes, that's right.
Were they all there?
No. But Pete and Pete were there. Michael and Danny Tamborelli. Michael, I can't remember Michael's last name. The creators were there. The woman who directed most of them, who got her start directing REM videos, she was there.
Such a cool show.
And it was fantastic. And Toby Huss was there as well. And then they showed two episodes. They showed Nightcrawlers, which is the one where little Pete, in defiance of bedtime, decides to break the world record by staying up for 11 days. And then the other episode, which is Yellow Fever, which has they're all trapped on that school bus. And Pete has feelings for Ellen and then doesn't. And then, like, there's a kid that is on the bus that has dreams of becoming a bar mitzvah singer. And he just, like, busts out into this musical number. And it's insane and crazy.
How was it watching it with a group of people?
Fantastic.
Yeah. That's Cinefamily, so which I believe is cinefamily.org. They do shit right over there.
They do. They're so fucking awesome.
If you're in Los
there.
Angeles, they're right on Fairfax across from Fairfax High. Just go. Yeah. It's the old silent movie theater.
Yeah,
go to Cinefamily.
They have like an insane animation festival coming up like next weekend.
Yeah, they always say they have a lot of like, they have like a monthly animation show there too.
This one's apparently a big deal.
Yeah, they're doing a big potluck too for Thanksgiving.
That's nice.
Yeah, they just do a bunch of awesome. Awesome, awesome stuff there. You know what else was this weekend? It was Tournament of the Nerds, which I...
Oh, at UCB.
Yeah, it was me, Mark Andreyko, who's a Marvel writer, and then Sasha Gray, the former porn actress,
and
Pauly Shore.
Also great at anal.
Who, at the end of it, fucking blew everybody away when he just, like, it's like there was kind of a bunch of stuff going, and then he just went, yeah, buddy, I'm wheezing the juice. And everyone was like, oh, fuck! And Hal Running just falls to the ground on his back, just going, yeah! It was just fucking
That's
incredible.
Awesome. How did Sasha do?
She okay. Yeah. Yeah, she had, you know, she was, you know, she's not a comic, but she, you know, she was funny enough. Yeah,
wait, she's not a comedian?
No.
So all those times she was getting choked around the throat with being slapped in the face with penises, that was not a part of a comedy
no,
routine?
No, it was performance art.
Mm.
Yeah. But, yeah, it was a good time. It was a fun fucking show.
That sounds great. Yeah,
it's always a blast. And it's like they get more and more crowded every fucking month, and then there's just like lines going down the street for standby audience.
I want to check that out. It's a midnight Saturday.
I'm gonna go to that too.
We should just like we should there Let's should be the three of us along with Mark Andreyko as judges one night.
Yeah, we should just do it at Nerd Melt.
Someday.
But I would totally do that.
Yeah, yeah. It's just a fun late night show.
Speaking of fun late night shows, we're gonna do another stand-up comedy special podcast for Nerdist.
That's right.
In December. We're not calling it Comedians You Should Know because there is a show and album based out of Chicago called Comedians You Should Know. And so I don't know what we're gonna call it this time.
Should be good though.
Maybe we'll just call it Twinkie Wiener Sandwich.
There you go. That'll bring him in.
Oh, so many accidental downloads looking for something. Yeah.
And the friggin' Nerdist, the first Nerdist TV special, which is going to air Christmas Eve, is lining up to be fucking kick ass.
Yeah.
I have a call today, but I gave them the, like, here's who I want you to go out to. And a bunch of those people said yes. And I'm freaking out about it. So I can't announce the names yet. I almost don't want to announce it until we do it, just so that it actually happens.
It's going to be good.
So it's going to be fun. I'm going to go to London and tool around London. And
yeah, well, if you run into bargains, let me know.
I won't be
hunting
for
down
them.
Any bargains.
You're so lucky.
How about just spontaneous bargain? Like, oh, I was going to do something else and I tripped over this bargain.
You need to be hunting for them.
I don't want to hunt for them.
You don't get it.
It's like trying to find a husband, Matthew. It's like if you go out there on the hunt, you're not going to find him.
You have to let love come to you.
Wait, what was that?
You have to let love come to you.
What is that?
It's a fucking weird voice.
It's well, weird, I thought that was like an extra terrible, from Yellow Submarine.
Not a terrible Jacqueline Kennedy. That's what I thought that was.
Because I haven't decided where I'm from yet. Yeah,
just a weird sounding voice.
Sorry,
it's not a spot on Australian or British accent.
Well, that's all right, Jonah. You just
or
keep working
at
it.
A Boston mom.
Yeah. Well, that's
you were supposed to just jump into it. And
I don't get it. Yes and? No.
Yes
no,
and?
It's kind of more of a fun time conversation thing.
I love those. I used to have them.
It's before everything went to shit.
Well, just like every hostful podcast, it all comes down to Matt Screeching Holt Myra.
I'd take that middle name. That'd be cool. It's better than Paul.
Is that your middle name?
Yeah.
What's yours?
It's Ray.
Jonah Ray Rodriguez?
Yeah.
And I'm Christopher Ryan Hardwick.
Peter.
There's no Peter anywhere.
Christopher Ryan.
Christopher Robin.
Yep.
Winnie the Pooh.
I get it.
He was Winnie the Pooh's fucking...
Yeah. Yes, and.
Shithouse lackey. That fucking... That Entourage episode of weird animals running around the forest looking for honey.
Well,
that
Pooh was looking for
that
honey.
That coke addict Tigger.
He prefers
that
Tiger American.
Piglet?
He prefers Tiger American.
Oh.
What?
Now I feel dirty for the joke you...
I made you feel dirty.
Yeah. Wow, why did you throw that on me? Ow, I just hit my knee.
So you're emotionally scarred and physical. Oh, God damn it, why is it... Joe's hobbling around.
Oh, that hurts so bad.
Why is it so funny?
Oh, wow. Isn't this what it feels like, Matt?
Yeah, that's pretty much me.
That's Matt, you're hitting Matt's emotional knee every week.
Oh, my God.
Brutally.
Thank you for that. That was the best birthday present ever.
You're welcome. Oh, now I feel cold.
Now I feel cold.
I have to pee. What happened?
Oh.
What kind of shelf is that?
Oh. All right. Well... Have a good holiday, everyone.
Well, they will have already
enjoy
had
your turkey
a good
burrito.
Holiday.
Well, I'm gonna enjoy your turkey burrito. Yeah. Well, I'll probably put this up. I'll put this up Thanksgiving Day, just as a way to let
people
decompress after hanging out with their fucking families.
Yeah, yeah. If you want to hear more bickering, pop on the old Nerdist podcast.
Yep. Yeah, Thanksgiving, a time where you're supposed to celebrate with your family. You're gonna go fight with your family. Just like the sort of dichotomous relationship, the idea of coming here and hanging out with the Indians went before we put them into graves and gave them...
They prefer Tiger Americans.
If you're looking for something fun to watch, just go download or go on SouthParkStudios.com and watch the History Channel Thanksgiving. That South Park episode. Very funny.
Excellent.
SPStudios.com, right?
I thought you could... SouthParkStudios.com would get you there. Either that or SP Studios. I don't know.
Or just Google it.
You could Google it. All right. Thanks. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. Bye, Nick.
Happy Thanksgiving, buddy.
Should old turkey be... Oh, right. Yeah. They sing the thing.
Happy Halloween.
Now leaving Nerdist.com. Enjoy your burrito.
This episode is brought to you by the effortlessly scrumptious bite of Skinny Pop Popcorn. Imagine this: perfectly popped, endlessly delicious kernels, a symphony of just three simple ingredients: popcorn, sunflower oil, and a sprinkle of salt. No compromise, just pure snacking freedom. And hey, if you're up for a twist, dive into flavors like zesty white cheddar to sweet and salty kettle. Every bite's a delight, light and oh so tasty. Shop Skinny Pop now.